part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
10:11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. I hope you did enjoy that music hour, music segment. That's where we were asking our listeners to send their favorite gospel song on +27 34 70 3520. Right now, it's our daily focus feature. We are getting into our conversation with Pastor Blessed Kabo. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Morning. Thank you. How are you, madam?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. We thank God that we are alive.
Amen. Before we get into our conversation, Pastor, can you pray for us?
Sure, let's pray. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this time that you've given us, the life that you've granted us, and the word that you want us to share. We ask the presence of the Holy Spirit and the cleansing power of the blood who is on the cross of Calvary to wash away our sins, clear our minds, and open us, Lord, to listen, to understand, and to navigate through your word with understanding. We also pray for the listeners that you may bless them abundantly, meet them at their point of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. So to our listeners at home, we are looking at our theme for this week. We are wrapping up our theme for this week. We are looking at controversial beliefs. So today we are focusing on teaching controversial doctrines. So when it comes to passing down the faith, controversial doctrines can feel like ticking time bomb. How do we teach younger generations to grapple with tough topics without discouraging them? It's about equipping them with a love for scripture, critical thinking skills, and the ability to seek God's truth. Let's talk about preparing the next generation to engage with faith on a deeper level, even when it's challenging. So my pastor, why is it important to address controversial doctrines with young believers?
Okay, thank you so much for this question. Yeah, in my preamble, I would say young believers are the future leaders of the church. Mm. A Bemba proverb, I'll interpret it. It says, "Imiti kula empanga," meaning the trees that are growing are the ones that makes the bush in the future. Mm. So the youths, the young church members are supposed to be drawn closer to be trained, because there will be a time when our leaders, our elderly pastors, elders, they will not be there. Mm. But these youths, when they are trained well, they will carry on the work of preaching the gospel. So there's one thing that I've always challenged myself to say. When I failed to understand a passage in the Bible, or maybe there are some controversial issues that I failed to understand, it does not mean that there are no answers to that particular issue. But it's because of my limitedness that has made me fail to grasp what the word of God is talking about. Mm. But one thing I have to do is to grasp, to embrace the little knowledge I have, and then strive, slowly learning bit by bit till I get to where God wants me to get. You know, I remember one time when I read in the Bible, there was a time Jesus told his disciples to say, "There are a lot of things that I would want to tell you, but because you can't comprehend them at the moment, they will be unveiling slowly." So controversial issues, even to the youths, they're supposed to understand and to know to say, as they strive to learn more, to get information, God will continue opening their mind slowly, not until they grasp what God wants them to understand. So youths are important, and they're supposed to do what? To be trained, to be drawn closer, so that they can carry on the work that God, Christ, left us to do. Thank
wow.
you.
Mm, beautiful one, my pastor. And what strategies can we use to make difficult theological concepts accessible to the next generation?
Thank you so much. Particularly on this one, I would say there's power in a printed page.
Okay.
As leaders, we are here today. We are able to read about history because of the printed page. What was happening is written. Some controversial issues that rose previously, even in the early church, are written, are recorded, of which we're able to access them. So a printed page is the only. I can say it's one of the things that are relevant or important to be considered as leaders today, so that the information can be accessed even to the coming generation, especially exegetical papers that tries to bring out the information on controversial topics that need a serious research and understanding. They're supposed to be written, publicized, so that the next generation can still access. I can also so say about oral transmission of information through teaching, mentoring can also be part of transmitting information from one generation to another. Thank you.
Wow, powerful one, Fundisi. How can we encourage curiosity and critical thinking without fostering doubt?
Okay, yeah. So here we need to understand to say that the word of God, God has did not make it so difficult for us to grasp it, but we need to humble ourselves to seek God through the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. Instead of fearing and saying, "Ah, no, I can't understand this, I can't get anything from this," then I leave. But because of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that has given us to understand, you will surely unveil to us. So we need to have that desire, the curiosity of understanding new things every day, learning, grasping. God created us with a mind that, feels good to be growing, to discover new things. So it is our duty to explore. There's a lot that God has implanted in us. I like quoting from the book of Genesis, where the Bible says that when God created Adam and Eve, when God created Adam, he gave him the task to name the animals. And there's nowhere it is recorded to say God had told him the names that he's supposed to give. But just looking at the animals, he was able to give the names according to their characters, of which God had embedded or planted something in Adam, which he developed and discovered from himself. Meaning, there are many things that God has planted in us. They are in us, but we have not discovered them. Sometimes we fail to understand because we have not explored. We have not taken an adventure to search for more information and other things that we will need. But God planted something great in us, which can help us to be curious and to search more about his word.
Hey, wow, powerful one. Yo, what role do mentors and church leaders play in shaping young Christians' understanding of doctrine?
Yeah, mentors and church leaders have got a very great role to play in the church in mentoring youths, especially in doctrines. Number one, I would say they are personal guide. They give personal guidance. They also interpret the Bible. They work as spiritual mentors who will help the youths and the church members to grow. They are also role models. So from all this, we see leaders have got a big task to do. It is high time that as leaders, they draw closer, especially youths. There are youths that are talented, but they are abandoned. They are not brought closer. Their talents have not yet been developed. They don't have mentors. They don't have leaders to guide them. So they will take those talents in other things that are not edifying or making the church of God to grow. So it's a duty of mentors and church leaders to see that this work is done, that they mentor the young ones. A quote from the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:13 and 14. Paul was a mentor to Timothy, and the Bible says, 1 Timothy 4:13 to 14, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy, And when the body of elders laid their hands on you, you see, he tells him not to neglect the gift, the spiritual gift that he has. There are many youths that have got no spiritual gift. They need guidance. They need mentorship. Mm. And this is the role that Christian leaders and mentors are supposed to play in making sure that youths grow in the doctrines and understanding of the Church of God.
Right. Wow. Sure. Mm, beautiful one. Last one, Mfundisi, before I let you go. How can focusing on God's love and grace provide the foundation for tackling challenging topics?
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. On focusing on God's love and grace, we will establish a positive framework. It will provide unifying perspective and emphasizes on the gospel, because the gospel of Christ is the center of the existence of the church.
Yes, Pastor.
Love been granted or given is way. Sorry. Yeah, there's a call that disturbed.
Okay.
So, sure. So it brings that humility and empathy. It helps us to understand God's character, because God's character is revealed in his grace and his love. And through this will help us, you know, to focus on God and also to, you know, give us that courage to tackle topics that are challenging, because we know to say God loved us, and through his grace that he portrayed in dying for us on the cross of Calvary, he wants us to understand what he really wants us to get from his passage. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll give an illustration that I normally also talk about. You know, when we were created in the image of God, we had, I'll use the computer language, we had the software of God, which was pure and clear in communion with God.
Please.
But when sin came, you know, the enemy, the devil, destroyed or distorted the software of God and planted the software of evil, of which the software of Satan is the one that grabs us or hinders us to understand the word of God. The word of God is not difficult, but because of the software that is in us, which now through the grace of God and his love is transforming it, transforming us to his similitude, is transforming us to become like him, to reinstate the position we had in the beginning. And by that, it will help us to, you know, as we are transformed, it will help us to even tackle those challenging, difficult, you know, doctrinal passages that will need proper understanding that is only given to us by the grace of God. Sure.
Mm, wow, powerful one, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for such a beautiful presentation. Can we close with a word of prayer?
Sure, we are praying. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we want to glorify and praise your name because of who you are. Transcendent Father, free and autonomous God, we worship you. We thank you that you've been with us. You have labored to teach us and train us in your word, in your doctrine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that this word that you have spoken to us, may it bear fruits. May it help us on a daily basis to wake up and seek you, to wake up and research, to wake up and desire to learn more about your word. Give us the power that we need to forge ahead on a daily basis as your children. Bless us abundantly. Through the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Have a beautiful preparation day.
Thank you so much. Happy Preparation Day to you too.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Blessed Kabo talking to us about our daily focus feature. We were wrapping up our theme for this week, Controversial Beliefs. We were looking at teaching controversial doctrines with Pastor Kabo, Blessed Kabo.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.